next time period is the Silurian. And the Silurian lasted from about 443 million years ago to 417 million years ago. And as the Ordovician Ice Age ends, the sea levels rose, making extensive seas. There were large reefs and new ecosystems for marine life. On the land, we know that plants had become more vascular and they've established themselves, and we got wetland habitats. But again, as we continue our story of evolution of the vertebrates, it's back to the oceans that we will go. There was a huge spread of jawless fishes during this time, the agnathans, and I think the first freshwater fish occurred at this point as well. And in the seas, a huge step in evolution occurred, which was the evolution of jaws. And the reason why we think jaws are so advantageous is it may have been related to respiration rather than feeding. And it may have meant that by having your actual joints in your gill arches, the jawless fishes could open their mouths wider and they'd be able to pump more water past the gills and increase their oxygen uptake. And also it would have allowed them to increase their food consumption and oxygen intake. And after that, the evolution of jaws probably as a feeding structure would have followed. When we think about the remains of fish that we find at this time, we are finding all sorts of fishes with jaws. One big group that we looked at are the placoderms. And these, again, are heavily armoured fish very often, particularly in the head region, with big sharp teeth. Some of them were very, very huge, ferocious predators. And during this time period, we got the cartilaginous fishes, the chondrichthyans evolving. Along with them, we have the bony fishes. We've got our osteichthyan fishes. And by the end of this time period, we've even got the Saccharopterygians evolving late in the Silurian. So again, our evolution of the vertebrates sticking with the oceans mostly, and the major advance in evolution is the introduction of jaws, which enabled them to have completely new feeding behaviours.